back at the runner at second. Kicks. And now a fake pickoff move. He holds on to it. Thanks to our sponsors, including the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Cloverbelt Credit Union since 1936. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, wrecked vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwasa.com. Bunted, picked up by the pitcher, fires to third, gets the force out easily. So a fielder's choice for Scribner in the first out of the inning. Bunted into the air, right back towards the pitcher. Getting off the mound quickly was Teske. And an easy throw to third to Landris.
Pitcher, number 22, Paige Sorensen.
1-5 on the putout. Still runners on first and second with one out for the catcher, Cage Sorensen. Sorensen was hit by a pitch his first time up. And the pitch fouled back to the screen for strike one. Again, you see a number eight hitter, you think, maybe not so hot. But we saw this young man back in the first meeting get four base hits in their win against West back on the 13th of April. He had four singles in that game. Fastball misses a little bit up, evens things up at 1-1. But Sorensen had four base knocks as Menominee beat the Warriors the first time around, 13-1 in six innings. 1-1 pitch. High pop up, third base side. Infield fly rule. And almost bobbling it again was Landreth. That was a towering pop again. It was on the heel of the mitt, and Dylan was able to secure it. And I don't think, I was looking at the third baseman, not the umpire, so I don't think it was an infield fly because the ball was in foul territory by about a step. But nevertheless, two outs in the inning, runners still on first and second for number nine hitter pitcher A.J. Zdowski. Well, big hitter again for Ty Teske. Should be out of this inning, but we'll let bygones be bygones for now. Here's the kick and the pitch. Fastball in at the knees for strike one called. A.J. Zdowski is 0-1. He was struck out back in the second. He's been doing his heavy lifting on the mound. He has been stellar in the first four innings, throwing for Menominee. Pick off back towards second and back in safely at the bag is Erickson. Erickson at second, Mitchell Scribner at first. No balls and one strike. Teske fires. Check swing and a little bit up and out of the zone. Count evens up at 1-1. Number 8 on the back of the jersey for A.J. Zdowski. Hands up high near the right ear hole as he waits. Teske's 1-1. Drops a little bit low, and that's ball two. Two balls and one strike on Zdowski. Top of the order, and Charlie Meixel waits on deck. Target is set by Claudie. 2-1. Inside for ball three. Three balls and a strike on Zdowski. Again, putting down the fingers is Travis Claudie. Runners take their leads. Teske sets, kicks, fires. Swing and a miss. Boy, a good fastball again by Teske. Got a little extra behind it. And the count runs full, 3-2. The runners will get an advantage. 3-2 with two outs. They will be on the move. The merry-go-round will start. Teske. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss going up and out of the zone was Zdowski. But that is strike three and a couple of runners stranded for the Mustangs in the fourth. No runs on one base hit. There were no Wausau West errors and a pair of runners left on base. End of four. It remains Menominee 2, Wausau West nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying, or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Top of the fifth inning, Menominee 2, Wausau West nothing. Middle of the order for the Warriors. The 4, 5, and 6 batters, Tony Eifeldano, Ty Teske, and Miles Wallvogel against A.J. Zadowski. Zadowski has been perfect through 4. Ground ball towards shortstop. Picked there by Welch. Throw across and hustling, but not able to get there was Eifeldano. And right now, the Warriors for the second straight inning, one pitch and one out.
Now batting the pitcher, number 12, Ty Teske.
And the thing about it is, you got a pitcher out there who's throwing strikes. You don't want to fall behind, so it's a kind of a double-edged sword. Now Ty Teske. There's a fly ball well hit center field, but going back a couple of steps is Rex Drought. And that's two pitches and two outs for the Warriors in the fifth.
Now batting the center fielder, number 13, Miles Wallvogel.
Man, Zadowski is just mowing him down, and right now not even being forced to work very hard. Here's the pitch. Squaring, and I think taking all the way was Wallvogel. Didn't want it to be a three-pitch inning, and the pitch missed low and inside for ball one. So Miles Wallvogel, right-handed batter, another of the sophomores for West. Pitch is up high, and that's ball two. Right now, the Warriors looking for that first base runner. And if you get that base runner, then the potential tying run comes to the plate. And there's a swing and a pop over the backstop out of play. Two balls and a strike. Good hitter's count here for Miles Wallvogel. Zadowski rocks, kicks, and fires. There's a bunt, but right back to the pitcher. Picked up by Zadowski. Flips the first in time. 1-3 on the putout. And the Warriors go down in order for the fifth straight inning. Well, we got a special performance going on right now for A.J. Zadowski. 5 innings pitched, 15 batters faced, 15 batters retired. End of 4.5. It is Menominee 2, Wausau West nothing. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
And Chad Holmes again from Wakanda Park in Menominee. Game is flying right on by. Already the bottom of the fifth inning. Menominee 2, Wausau West nothing. Charlie Mikesell swinging on the first pitch, pops it up behind home plate. Travis Claude will make the call and make the grab. So this time it's one pitch and one out for the Mustangs to start off the fifth.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 2, James Hoff.
Been quite a pitcher's duel. Both have thrown very well. Obviously, A.J. Zdolski has been perfect, and sophomore lefty Ty Teske has done a terrific job here for the Warriors. Again, after that good start offensively for Menominee, they had two of their first three hitters get base knocks, get a couple of runs, but boy, Teske's done a terrific job of keeping the Warriors in this one. And the first pitch, a fastball to James Hoff on the inside corner for strike one called. There's a bunt, third base side, it'll be foul. So nothing and two, now the count on Hoff. Hoff had an RBI ground ball back in the first, and he popped up to third baseman Dylan Landreth in the third. So he's 0 for 2. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Misses a bit up, taken for ball one. Monday afternoon, if you tuned in wondering, wait, wasn't this supposed to be tomorrow? Well, they moved up the game 24 hours. There's a fly ball, right field side, out of play. In fact, on Saturday, the decision was made, looking at the forecast, with the rain coming in tomorrow, that they would move the game up 24 hours. And I think a very wise decision indeed. 1-2 pitch. Foul tip held on to by Claude for strike three. So two up and two down for the Mustangs in the fifth. Four strikeouts for Ty Teske. Boy, again, Teske pitching a very solid game here for the Warriors. Just needs a little offense. And now it's Owen Welch, the shortstop. Here's the pitch, up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Owen Welch, he'll be playing some college baseball as well. Going to MSOE, Milwaukee School of Engineering. Swing, and well, this time they say he did not hold up. I kid. He tried to hold up. He did not hold up. It's 1-1. Teske out of the wind. Kicks, fires. Good fastball right on the outside corner for strike two called. Welch going to MSOE. Of course, we followed during the hockey season. A young lady who's going to MSOE. Oh, there's a liner into the gap in right center field. That's going to be extra bases. Rolls all the way to the fence. Rounding first, heading to second, and staying right there with a stand-up double is Owen Welch. He now has a triple and a double in this game. 2 for 3. So two outs, runner in scoring position for the right fielder, Landon Mittelstadt.
Now batting the right fielder, number 17, Landon Mittelstadt.
So Landon Mittelstadt, who is 0 for 2, left-handed batter, will step in. Looking to strand a fifth runner will be Ty Teske up to this point. LOB of 4 for Menominee. And the pitch, ground ball, pulled foul down the first base side. No balls and one strike. Marshall Helke has to go all the way down to the right field corner to chase down that foul ball from the Warrior dugout. And then run all the way back. Runner off second. Teske's pitch. Fastball off the outside corner. Tad up, ball one. Time is called, and heading out will be Travis Claude. Having a word with Ty Teske. Tomorrow, scheduled for high school baseball marathon, weather permitting, the Marathon Red Raiders in a Division III regional semifinal. They are scheduled to meet, trying to remember who they meet. We'll tell you in a moment. One ball, one strike Here's the pitch. There's a high pop-up behind home plate. Travis Clade, he's under it, and he'll make the grab and retire the side. Nice job by Travis Clade to pick up that ball, go all the way back, and make the grab. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for Menominee in the fifth. End of five. Remains Menominee 2, Wausau West nothing. This is Warrior Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
Well, it's getting late here for the Warriors, down to the final six outs. Top half of inning number six, Warriors trail Menominee 2-0. Ethan Sillers will lead things off against A.J. Zadowski, and the first pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike one. Sillers, Dylan Landreth, and Cohen Bryant due up here for Wausau West. There's a pitch at the top of the zone. Sillers doesn't like it, but it's called strike two. Zadowski has been perfect up to this point. Five innings pitched, no base runners. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Sillers goes down swinging. Dylan Landreth due up next.
Now batting the third baseman, number seven, Dylan Landreth.
Landreth is 0 for 1. He was a strikeout victim back in the third. And the pitch fouled out. Fouled off, out of play. Strike one. Five and a third, perfect innings, and Zadowski is not throwing a lot of pitches. So right now, he is still plenty fresh. Here's the 0-1. Good cut. Fouled straight back to the screen by Dylan Landreth. And it's nothing to two, but just pounding the zone right now is Zadowski. Swing and a miss. Strike three, six pitches, six strikes, two strikeouts in the inning for Zadowski. And now Cohen Bryant coming to the plate. Oh, we're going to have a pinch hitter. It's Carson Thurs. Carson Thurs will pinch hit.
Now batting number 23, Carson Thurs.
So Carson Thurs will come up and try to get that first base runner for the Warriors. First pitch is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. So Carson Thurs, freshman, right-handed batter, number 23 on the back of the jersey. Zadowski's 1-0. There's a fly ball right field, almost in his tracks is Mittelstadt, and he'll make the grab and a very quick 1-2-3 inning for the Warriors in the top of the sixth. Still perfect through six innings is A.J. Zadowski for Menominee. End of 5.5, Menominee 2, Wausau West nothing. This is Wausau West Warrior Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics. Because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Bottom of the sixth inning. 2-0 Menominee with the lead. First pitch swinging, a pop-up, and now playing second base, Carson Thurs will make the call and make the grab. I was going to say, now playing second base is Carson Thurs, but even better is to have it hit to him for the first out of the inning off the bat of Taylor Mars.
Now batting the third baseman, number 20, Max Erickson.
Up next will be Max Erickson, first baseman. Number six hitter in the Mustang batting order. Ty Teske out of the windup. Swing and a miss, strike one. Boy, again, Teske has pitched very well here today. Unfortunately, he's run into a buzzsaw named A.J. Zadowski on the mound for the other side. 2-0, bottom of the sixth. 0-1 is down low, backhanded by Travis Clade. And the count evens up at 1-1. Well, the sun is now behind a cloud, so really the sun should not be an issue for anybody out there. 1-1 pitch. Up and in. Ball two. If you joined us late, you missed the scoring. Came back in the bottom of the first inning. Two runs scored by Menominee, and that's been it. 2-0 Mustangs. Fastball and a little flinch, but the umpire does not put up the right arm, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls and one strike on Max Erickson. There's a fly ball, well hit right field. Going back is Sillers, but he'll have room and make the grab in front of the track for out number one. Two up and two down for the Mustangs. And that will bring up Mitchell Scribner, the left fielder.
Now batting the left fielder, number six, Mitch Scribner.
Scribner is struck out and hit into a fielder's choice. So Teske trying to get his offense one more shot down by two. Fastball at the bottom of the zone for strike one called. For the Warriors in the seventh, it will be the top of the order. Travis Clade, Ryder Schindler, and Joel Gravine. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Boy, Teske just getting stronger and stronger as this game has been going on. The sophomore lefty, good rhythm, looks in, has the sign, has the target. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And if that is it for Teske, boy, outstanding performance for the Wausau West sophomore. But hopefully he'll be coming out in the bottom of the seventh. But the Warriors need at least two in the top half of inning number seven. Last chance for the Warriors heading to the seventh.
For Menominee
2, Wausau West nothing.
No runs,
this
no
is Warrior Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Top of the seventh. Season on the line right now for the Warriors. They need two to tie to keep this game alive.
Travis Clade.
But first things first, got to get a base runner because six innings pitched. A.J. Zadowski is throwing a perfect game, a no-hitter, as we try to jinx it. And the Warriors will have the top of the order. Travis Clade will lead things off. Here's the pitch. Fastball in at the knees for strike one called. The thing is, perfect game going. One base runner, the tying run comes to the plate, so the Warriors not out of it by any means. 0-1 pitch. Just missing. Again, a little flinch by the umpire, but the arm did not go up. Close pitch. Tad up, and it's 1-1. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip held on to by the catcher Sorensen, and it's 1-2. Still a lot of giddy up on that fastball from A.J. Zdowski. One ball and two strikes. He's ready. And the pitch. Check swing. Holding up on that high fastball is Clady, and the count goes to 2-2. Ryder Schindler in the on-deck circle for the Warriors. 2-2 pitch. Misses outside, and the count runs full, 3-2. Any way, anyhow, get a base runner right now for the Warriors. Zdowski's ready. Here's the payoff pitch. Off the inside corner, and that's ball four, and the Warriors have their first base runner. Close pitch, but off the corner, and Clade reaches base, and now the Warriors bring up the potential tying run.
Now batting the left fielder, number two, Ryder Schindler.
The perfect game is done, but the no-hitter is still going for Zdowski. I jinxed the perfect game. Now it's time to jinx the no-hitter. A.J. Zdowski's twin sister is sitting next to me, so she doesn't like me. It's interesting. The pitcher is on the mound, and his twin is the public address announcer. So it's family affair here in Menominee. Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike. Pickoff back to first, and back safely is Clady. So Ryder Schindler. Everybody at the front of the dugout on the first base side for Wausau West. Looking for the seventh inning rally. No balls and one strike. Zdowski sets at the belt. Fires. Up and in for ball one. First time in this game that Zdowski has to throw out of the stretch. He's been used to being out of the windup the entire game up to this point. Looks into his catcher, Sorensen. Has the sign and the target. Here's the 1-1. Fastball pops into the mid of Sorensen for strike two called. Joe Gravine on deck for Wausau West. Stepping out for a moment is Schindler. Peek at the runner from the right-hander Zdowski. Pickoff move and back in safely headfirst is Travis Clady. Two runs on four hits. No errors for the Mustangs. Pitches up and out of the zone for ball two. 2-2 on Schindler. But 2-4-0 for Menominee. 0-0-2 for Wausau West. Right-handed batter waits. Zdowski peeks again at the runner at first. 2-2. Strike three called. Schindler looks back at the umpire. Walks back to the first base dugout. Out number one. So now Joe Gravine, top hitter for the Warriors.
First baseman number one, Joe Gravine.
Gravine has the hardest hit ball for West. He lined one hard right on the screws back in the first inning to left. If he can get a little air under it and hit it that well, ballpark might not hold it. But Joe Gravine, ninth in the Wisconsin Valley Conference this season in batting average, .371. Again, leading off first is Travis Clady. Zdowski fires. Down low for ball one. Joe Gravine representing the potential tying run for the Warriors. Taking a slow walk. One of the rare times taking a little bit of time behind the pitcher's mound is A.J. Zdowski. Looks into his catcher again for the sign. Kick in the fire. Inside corner for strike one called. One ball and one strike on Joe Gravine. B- been a long season for from the fall through the winter to the spring for Gravine. Multi-sport standout. Pickoff and back safely is Clade. Of course, Joe started off during the football season playing some quarterback for the Warriors. Part of the Wausau West hockey team that made it to the state tournament and now on the baseball diamond. 1-1. Up and out of the zone for ball two. Good hitter's count now for Joe Gravine. Two balls and one strike. Gravine is ready. Sadowski fires. Right down the chute. Boy, that pitch looked like it was right down the middle. Now pulling the trigger was Joe, and it's now 2-2. Sadowski again is working fast, is ready. 2-2 pitch. There's a liner towards center. Coming in hard is Drought, and he'll make the running grab in short center field for out number two. So now the Warriors down to their final out. And Tony Ifaldano.
Now batting the shortstop, number 10, Tony Ifaldano.
Just graduated this weekend from Wausau West after going through the entire high school experience. Has had a terrific baseball career. Trying to keep it going right here. Sadowski fires. Drops down low for ball one. So Sadowski with two outs in the top of the seventh inning looking to close out a no-hitter. Off of first base, Travis Clady. 1-0 pitch. In there for strike one called. One ball and one strike. Two runs in the bottom of the first inning is the difference. Menominee with a 2-0 lead. Peek at the runner. Sadowski. 1-1. Fly ball right field side. That could be trouble. It's in there for a base hit. Rounding second. Heading to third is Clade. The tying run into second. Rounding third. Bobbled in the outfield. Coming in to score is Clade. And it's 2-1. That will be a double and an error to allow the run to score because bobbling it out in right field was Middlestat. Clade was not going to score. But now a double by Ifaldano and the tying run in scoring position for the Warriors. And now, I think a very smart move by Menominee as the coach is going to come out there and talk to the entire defense and also, I think, give Sadowski a chance to take a deep breath. Obviously, it's got to be disappointing in one sense to lose the no-hitter at this point, but now the game is on the line. The tying run is on second base for the Warriors with two outs and Ty Teske up next. So now it gets very interesting as the conversation continues. Ty Teske, who has pitched so very well here for the Warriors, a chance to tie or even give his team the lead. So now the meeting has broken up. Sadowski will stay at pitcher and try to close this one out for Menominee. So Ty Teske, left-handed batter against the right-handed thrower.
Now batting the pitcher, number 12, Ty Teske.
Runner off of second base. That's Tony Ifaldano, takes a pretty good lead. Sadowski's pitch. Catches the outside corner for strike one called. Well, this is playoff baseball at its best. Very intense here today. Great game. Pickoff back to second. Gets away into the outfield, but not picking it up was Ifaldano, and he'll stay at second. It did not get that far away into right center field, but you would have loved to see the runner get to third because then a wild pitch, a pass ball, infield single would get the tying run in. But still at second base is Ifaldano, trying to take a good lead to score on anything to the outfield. No balls and one strike on Teske. Again, Tony takes his lead off second. Sadowski fires. Foul ball. And the Warriors down to their final strike. No balls and two strikes. 2-1. Menominee with the lead. Top of the seventh inning. The right-hander looks into his catcher, Sorensen. Sets at the belt. Fires.
Line drive into left field for a base hit. Getting waved around is Ifaldano. Here comes the throw. There's going to be a play. Safe. A single to left by Ty Teske. The ball was cut off. It never got to the plate. Aggressive coaching. That ball was hit hard. Scribner got to it quickly. But the Warriors have evened it up. 2-2. Two strike hit the other way for Teske. And we'll get a courtesy runner for the Wausau West pitcher. What a turnaround here in the seventh inning. The Warriors had not had a base runner till this inning, had not had a hit until two outs in the inning, and now we are back to even, 2-2, and Miles Wahlvogel will come to the plate. Miles Haubert is the runner for the Warriors. Do the Warriors try to get him into scoring position? Miles takes a pretty good lead at first. Zadowski fires. Followed back over the screen and out of play from Wahlvogel. Strike one. What a great comeback here for the Warriors. And now it's still 2-2. Intense baseball here in Menominee this afternoon. 0-1 pitch. Followed back, and that's strike two. Nothing in two as Zadowski, he's got a lot of pitches left. I mean, he has not thrown a lot of pitches. I don't have the official number, but I don't think he's anywhere close to 100 pitches. 0-2. There's a little pop-up towards second base, and it will be grabbed there by Mikesell for out number three. But the Warriors are back to even. Two runs, two base hits, one error, and one runner left on base for Menominee. I mean, for Wausau West in the top of the seventh. Heading to the bottom of the seventh, Warriors 2, Menominee 2. This is Wausau West Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying. Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
New pitcher for the Warriors as Ty Teske goes six outstanding frames, and now Joe Gravine will take over. Gravine's first pitch is in there for strike one call. Gravine now pitching, and Ty Teske at first base. Joe has pitched well recently, had some good outings against D.C. Everest, Marshfield, and Wisconsin Rapids. Swing and a miss, nothing in two on Cage Sorensen. 2-2, bottom of the seventh. Working quickly, the right-hander, Joe Gravine. Getting the sign, waiting for Sorensen to step back in. Here's the pitch. Fall back to the screen, still nothing in two. Well, now the big thing is get through the seventh, because you don't want to get those two in the top of the seventh and then get walked off in the bottom half of the frame. So see if the Warriors can force extras. 0-2. Just missing a little bit outside, and the count goes to 1-2. Here's the pitch. Drops a little bit low, and it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Cage Sorensen. He is 0-1. Gravine's pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. first out of the inning. And now we'll get a pinch hitter here for the Mustangs. Easton Anderson will hit in place of A.J. Zadowski.
Now batting number 10, Easton Anderson.
The right-handed batter will settle in. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Drops down low for ball one. Scott Calm, rather, here. I mean, in terms of the flag. And there's a swing and a fall back. One ball and one strike. 1-1. Number 9 hitter in the order, so the top of the order coming up with Charlie Mikesell. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and that's strike two. One ball and two strikes on Easton Anderson. He's a sophomore right-handed batter. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Ground ball towards shortstop. Big hop for Tony Eiffel-Donnell. He'll fire across in time, 6-3 on the putout. Two up and two down for the Mustangs in the seventh. Top of the order and Charlie Mikesell.
Now batting the second baseman, number 1, Charlie Mikesell.
Mikesell. It's nice to have somebody right next to me get to Mikesell. Charlie Mikesell singled and scored a run back in the first. He is 1-for-3. Pitch is off the outside corner for ball one. Working out of the windup, Joe Gravine kicks and deals. There's a well-hit ball center field. Coming over is Waldvogel, and he makes the leap and the grab. Well-hit ball by Mikesell, but three up and three down for the Mustangs in the seventh. Extra innings in the playoffs. We're heading to the eighth. Wausau West 2, Menominee 2. This is Wausau West Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Top of the eighth inning. Warriors coming to the plate in this 2-2 game. Ethan Sillers will lead things off. First pitch is up and in for ball one. Still on the hill is A.J. Zadowski. He's re-entered after being pinch hit for. But again, as I said earlier, I don't think he's anywhere close to the 100-pitch limit. Fastball in there for strike one. One ball and one strike on Ethan Sillers. Sillers followed by Dylan Landreth and then Carson Thurs. Pitch misses off the outside corner, and it's two balls and a strike. Two in the first for Menominee, two in the seventh for Wausau West. Zadowski rocks, kicks, fires. Good cut by Sillers, follows it back. Ethan Sillers had a home run in a game a couple of weeks ago against Marshfield. Does have the power. 2-2. Off the outside corner, ball three. Warriors would love to get that leadoff man on, get that lead run on base. Here comes the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Inside for ball four, and the leadoff man is on for the Warriors. Dylan Landreth, due up next.
Now batting the third baseman, number 7, Dylan Landreth.
Dylan 0 for 2 as well. Now, do you play small ball? John Albee, you go through his signs in the third base box. Try to get that lead run in scoring position with less than two out. Out of the stretch, A.J. Zadowski sets at the belt. There's a square around, pulled back, taken up high for ball one. Two runs, two hits, two errors for Wausau West. Two runs on four base hits and an error for Menominee. So not a lot of hits in this game. Six total between the two teams. 1-0, another square around. Bunts it back to the pitcher. He's going to go the second in time. Good play by Zadowski, but not a great bunt. Pushed right back to the pitcher, so it's a fielder's choice in the first out of the inning. And now Carson Thurs coming to the plate for the Warriors.
Now batting number 23, Carson Thurs.
Freshman came on as a pinch hitter back in the sixth inning. Big lead at first for Dylan Landreth. Boy, that's a pretty good lead. Zadowski takes a peek, and now time is called. I talked to the coach before the game, and I asked him what the mindset was going to be when it came to base runners. We haven't had a chance to talk about it up to this point, but it's a double-edged sword. You don't want to give away outs on the base pass, but you also want to pick off and back in just in a nick of time as Landreth. The case here is you would love to get your base runner in scoring position, but you don't want to give away outs as well on the base pass. So that's why you make the big decisions in the third base box and out at first. Kickoff, and Landreth is out at first base. As I said, you don't want to have base runners thrown out on the base paths. And now two outs and nobody on base. So two outs, nobody on base, and now back in is Carson Thurs out of the windup. Pitch of the fastball on the inside corner. Still a lot of pop on it from A.J. Zadowski. Strike one. Working quickly as he's done the entire game. 0-1. Well, hit ball left field side. Going back. Is it going to stay fair? It is a foul ball. That was well hit down the left field line by Carson Thurs. But it's pulled foul. And still a long way to get out here. This is a big outfield here in Menominee. But turning on that one and getting a big chunk of it was Thurs. No balls and two strikes. Zadowski rocks, kicks, deals. Drops down low, ball one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Stepping back in now is the freshman. 1-2. Strike three called on the inside corner, and that will do it for the Warriors in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Heading to the bottom half of inning number eight, Wausau West 2, Menominee 2. This is Warrior Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Menominee has their 2, 3, and 4 hitters up against Joel Gravine. James Hoff will lead things off. First pitch from Joe is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Warriors have to retire the Mustangs to keep this game alive. Low and inside for ball two. Hoff is 0 for 3. Had a ground ball RBI back in the first. Foul tip at the plate. Got a piece of Clade. 2-1. Taking a moment. Home plate umpire is going to walk and clean off home plate as Clade takes his mask off. I think he's going to be okay, just taking a few moments. Two-two game, bottom of the eighth inning. Winner moves on to play Thursday in a regional final. The loser sees their season come to an end. Gravine, 2-1. In there for strike two called. Hoff followed by Owen Welch, who has a couple of extra base hits in this game, and then Landon Mittelstadt. 2-2. Ground ball to the right-hand side. Picked at second by Carson Thurs. Flips to first in time. 4-3 on the putout. First out of the inning. Wausau West pitchers have retired 8 consecutive Menominee hitters. 4 from Ty Teske, and now 4 in a row with Joe Gravine. And now a very dangerous hitter, Owen Welch, comes to the plate. He had a triple in the first and a double in the fifth. And both of those were well-hit balls. He has hit it on the screws a couple of times here today. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one called. Gravine coming out very effectively here for the Warriors after playing the first 6 innings at first base. 0-1. Ground ball again hit on the screws in the center field for a base hit. Oh, it bounces away from Wahlvogel, heading to second. Here's the throw, and he is out! Trying to stretch it after the bobble in center field by Wahlvogel was Owen Welch, and he is thrown out by Miles Wahlvogel for the second out of the inning. For a moment, thought it was going to be an error. Instead, it turns into a putout and an assist for Miles Wahlvogel. So two outs, nobody on base for Mittelstadt. Pitch is low and into the dirt. Ball one. Owen Welch has 3/4 of the cycle now. He has a triple, a double, and a single. Hopefully, he will not be getting that home run. 1-0 pitch. Chopper towards second base. Carson Thurs will take the big hop. Fire to first in time, and that will do it for the Mustangs in the eighth. No runs on one base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Heading to the ninth, Wausau West 2, Menominee 2, Warrior Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student-athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Good news for the Warriors. Good news is that A.J. Zadowski is not pitching anymore. After he's pitched outstanding 8 innings of work, he is now at third base, and Max Erickson goes from third base to pitcher. So new pitcher now for Menominee, Max Erickson. And now the Warriors, top of the order. Travis Clade will lead things off, and the first pitch from Erickson is in for strike one called. Nothing in one on Clade. He walked and scored a run in the seventh. Off the outside corner, evens it up at 1-1. 2-2 game. Boy, again, this is what makes playoff action, no matter what sports, so exciting. 1-1 pitch. Misses inside. And it's two balls and a strike. Out of the windup, Erickson's pitch. There's a ground ball in the hole at short. Backhanded by Welch. Long throw across! And he got him. What a play by Owen Welch. In the hole at short, made a clean backhanded pick and then a good throw across to Mars. 6-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning.
Number two, Ryder Schindler.
Instead of having the leadoff man on base, one out and nobody on base. That was a terrific defensive play by Welch. And now Ryder Schindler, who is 0-3, will come to the plate. Well, the way the pitching has been in this game, it's not going to be easy for either side as the pitch is on the inside corner for strike one called. Turning away from it was Schindler, but it broke at the end over the corner, nothing and one. But the pitching has been stellar. All four pitchers that have been out there have done the job. 0-1. There's a chopper towards Welch at short. Easy pick. Fires across in time. Two up and two down for the Warriors in the ninth. And now Joe Gravine will come to the plate. Gravine is 0-3.
Now batting the first baseman, number one, Joe Gravine.
So right-handed batter settles in. Erickson's pitch. Off the outside corner for ball one. The winner of this game will play either Marshfield or Chippewa Falls in a regional final on Thursday. 1-0. Well hit ball center field. Way back is Drought, but there's so much room in center field. He'll be grabbed. At Wausau West, that might have been out, but here in Menominee, it's just a long fly ball to end the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left for the Warriors in the ninth. Heading to the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-2. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics. Because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Taylor Mars will lead things off for Menominee in this 2-2 game. Joel Gravine fires off the outside corner for ball one. Mars has pop. We saw him hit one out of the park at Wausau West back in mid-April. 1-0 pitch. Up and in, and that's ball two. Again, bottom of the ninth inning, one run would win it for Menominee. Mars has one base hit in the game. Chopper up the middle, past Eiffeldano into center field for a base hit. Plane shading towards the hole was Eiffeldano. He had a long way to go and just couldn't quite get there. Reached out of his reach into center field for a leadoff single and the winning run on base for Menominee. And now do you see Menominee play some small ball to try to get the game-winning run into scoring position? Big lead at first for Mars. Left-handed batter. Gravine. Pickoff! He's got him! Yes! Oh! Another pickoff! Spinning the wheels at first and trying to crawl his way back with Mars, but he couldn't do so. And a big, big, big play. One out, nobody on base. Back into the windup now is Gravine. Here's the pitch. Chopper, first base side, goes foul for strike one. Well, we saw a Warrior picked off a couple innings ago, and now we see a Mustang picked off as well. That shows, again, the double-edged sword of trying to be aggressive on the base pass. If you get a little over-aggressive, it can bite you. Fastball just off the outside corner, trying to frame it with Claude. Does not get the call, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-2 game. Pitch misses up and out of the zone for ball two. 2-1 on Erickson. He popped up in the first inning, walked in the fourth, flew out in the sixth. 0-2. 2-1. Drops down low, and that's ball three. 3-1 on Erickson. Mitchell Scribner, left fielder, waits on deck. Low and inside, and that's ball four. So another base runner. Again, the potential winning run on base for Menominee with one out. And we're going to time called.